Can you just lie to children? It's like lab coats. They'll sell them to anyone.
Yeah, luckily.
You thought you could just lie to children? I said lie. Yeah, you can, but...
I said lie to children.
Lie to
children.
You can, well, just you can also buy them.
Yes.
Yep, you can.
That's also true.
I think that's actually what adoption is.
I'm going to hit record.
Why are you hitting record?
Well, we're,
is it good?
We're going to try and...
We're recording. The level's good?
Yeah, we're recording now.
Okay. Well, we're just recording.
Yeah, we're recording. So,
it's time for recording.
What were we talking
about? Are we recording
this
actual
sits-off? But yeah, we're recording sits-off.
This is five real?
This is seven real.
Nine real? I didn't do
so
nine.
So we got Kyle here.
It's two real. It's two.
We got Joe Quick over here.
What's up?
And we've got a special guest, Kevin Sears.
Yay!
Didn't Baron want to be here?
We're gonna do a couple here. We're none of us are sober.
Yeah.
Well,
completely.
I'm sleepy.
Shit, actually. Now that I think
I've actually been drunk since yesterday.
This is the first time I've been on Sitsock for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, since
one of the original members came
back. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, Joe, that's right. We talk about how you used to be on a lot. And then
what happened to the Joseph that I used to know? He's dead.
Yeah. No, what? Oh, shit.
We
gotta go see.
We've just been talking about. Like,
yeah,
man, we burned through all the good comments.
You went through all of the good shit.
Okay, so. No, that's okay. We can do this.
We'll just start the entire conversation.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself? I mean, Joe, you've already talked, but Kevin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Tell us about who Kevin is.
First time fan, first time caller. Long time fan, first time caller.
No, long time listener, first time fan. That's like, wait a minute, what?
What about something?
The first time I became a fan, I was actually on the show.
Like, what?
That's what it takes.
Yeah, all you have to do is be invited to be on the show. You're like, I guess I have to fucking listen to this now. What was the first episode you listened to?
The first one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really?
What was the first episode that you were like, I gotta keep listening to this?
I don't know. The first one.
Well, first one? So, Kevin's actually one of our stalwart fans, but he stopped because we had one of them that was a Force Awakens spoiler.
Oh, and then you just never...
It took him like 2 years to watch Force Awakens, so he just waited.
Yeah,
what did we talk about in the first episode?
I don't even remember.
Oh, dogs.
Bars.
Yeah, that was the dive bars episode.
Dive bar conversation,
yeah.
I think.
But it
was
great
episode.
Because you hadn't figured out the recording yet. Mm-hmm. You didn't have this fancy magicker.
Yeah, no, we've got this cool setup now. Yeah. Instead of your phone and the cup holder.
Yeah. I'm going to work on a new one. I've got this mount, which I'm going to screw into something that's going
to turn. For all of those people listening in the background, that's Max or Bear. They also wanted to be on the podcast.
And or Bear.
But we told them that they...
We told them no, and then they're like,
they are Shiba Inus. They are the most
Shiba
precious
Inus.
Of dogs.
They are angry. And
they are
evil.
The biggest little bitches ever.
Shiba Inus are little shit talkers, what they are.
That's Japanese for little shit talker.
I don't know.
So, like, the first time I got, my parents got Shiba Inus, it was like, they're like, oh, it's a Shiba Inu dog. They're like mini huskies. It's like, they're like Japanese bird hunting dogs. They're known for breaking birds' necks, and that's what they do. And I was like, fucking Christ.
Mostly what they do is, you know, bark at you.
And they do like a Shiba scream, which I've actually never heard before.
Yeah.
But, because the dogs sound like that. They don't like, which is like the Shiba scream mixed with like a fox call. I can't, that's my best one.
Yeah, please
that
don't,
was
please
pretty
don't
good. Please
do
stop
anymore.
Doing that.
That's what I think of whenever I hear like the foxes stuff. It's like a little child's getting murdered in the forest.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. He thinks of that often.
Kyle's leaving.
Kyle's just leaving.
I gotta get
now.
Some water.
Okay, Kyle's gone. So
water round.
What? Let's see here. Let's move it out of the nerdy stuff. What is
something for Kyle?
Oh, and Aaron.
Oh, Aaron's here.
We now have most of our fan base speaking on this. I'll get my mom to call in. Literally everyone.
Yeah. I have not caught up enough to hear myself yet, though.
That's fine.
I started skipping around. I went and found all the ones that my name was tagged in, and just had a blast at listening to those.
You'll have this one with your name tagged.
Yeah.
I'm getting drunk when I'm editing it. So, what is your? Because I've been asking these questions all evening, and that's why we started recording. What, just out of the scope of Marvel movies, what do you think is the most overrated movie that everyone else seems to love that you just can't stand? And I don't mean like the movie's terrible. I mean like, why do people like this so much? You know, everyone's got one. And you're like, why do you people watch this movie so much?
Probably fall under some of the Saw movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone seems to like them, and I I get it, but yeah. I just don't really care to watch it.
Bear.
Probably falls under a lot of horror movies.
Hi, Tupper.
Hi, Bear. Special guest star, Bear.
And also, Bear's on the recording today.
Hi, Bear.
And he's gone.
And he flees.
Roll attack.
Joe, you look like you were about to say something.
Well, I was trying to think of just like we're opening up the scope past Marvel.
What are we talking about? Most overrated movies you don't like that everyone else seems to like.
For a while, it was Donnie Darko for me, but then I watched it and paid attention, and it was actually kind of interesting.
You know what? I'll comment on that because I kind of had the same thing. Like, I watched it and I was really into it in the beginning because a lot of my friends were really into it and it was like, oh yeah, Donnie Darko. And then I started really thinking about it and watching it. Like, I had watched the original, like the unextended version, and it's still, just thinking about it, it makes no sense. And that's a movie style that, like, it's a movie that requires, like, research and, like, going in and watching multiple times to catch every little nuanced thing. And I feel like
maybe we should take this outside instead of inside.
Well, they weren't barking this much before.
That's because they weren't in the same area as all the other dogs.
Well,
but they were like.
Joke about quietly.
But it was just like I felt like after a while it just kind of got its head so far its own up its own butt. It was just like, oh yeah, no, Johnny Draco is this special.
So why did you
like
be
so entirely and amazing? And
why did you like Johnny Draco?
Well, when I first watched it, I watched it at 11:30 p.m. On a Tuesday or something. I was living in Edinburgh. I was 17, 18. And it just resonated with me. Something about that movie really just hit a chord with me. And I really liked the sort of the way that you're like, oh, your actions at all could be for naught, depending on, you know, or are they either extremely significant or they're totally insignificant. Like, you don't know. You don't know which
thing
is relevant.
Yeah, I thought it was after watching it, I thought it was like the latter there where like nothing. Like,
nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Like,
but some stuff does, right? Cause,
no.
Well,
because like, no matter what, like, there was no, like, finality on, like, what happened afterwards. Just that now someone's dead instead of not being dead.
Well,
like, that's all I felt. Have you seen Donnie Darko before?
Yeah, it's been a while.
What did you think about it?
I enjoyed it. I wasn't, like, it wasn't mind-blowing or anything.
I think I may have just been in the wrong crowd of people who are just like, oh my god, like, it's so next level and
When I saw it, I knew nothing about it. It was a special run at this neat theater in Edinburgh that had, like, really comfortable, like, nice chairs and everything. And I didn't know anything really about it except I saw it was playing and I looked it up and I was like, that's not an interesting movie. So I hadn't participated in any of the oh my god, you gotta see it crap. So for me, it was walking in to that surreal late night movie experience.
Yeah.
That it was the right mindset and the right context for me.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, watching it then, you probably are like, I'm going into this crazy sci-fi thing. Like,
well, I didn't even know what I was getting into. I only had a base understanding of
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. So, did you like it? Like, what did you like about it? What did you think of the ending?
It's been so long, I can't remember how it ends. I need to rewatch it as an adult.
Now, this is set solid.
Would you
have to have a bombastic?
I've got my own theory on it that no one else seems to agree with.
Ooh.
What? No, like, let's just talk about why you like it first. Like,
well, that's
what is
why
it?
I don't want
to
hear because
this.
Because just
theory.
I thought it was a fun movie, but
theory
is a big reason why I like it. So I think for the bulk of the movie, he's actually dead, and it's just him, like, his conscious mind dealing with the fact that he died and living out sort of this fantasy life where he really does become his own little superhero and gets to kind of do what he wants. And, like, because everything kind of gets unhinged there, like, really unhinged.
Yeah.
And he seems to actually sort of become a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the person he wanted to be. And then it loops back to him dying in his bed. Like, just closes the loop and he's dead.
That makes more sense than the actual movie, so.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right, and so that's one of the things is people argue with me. They're like, yeah, but it's all about, like, actual time travel. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't feel right.
So, you want to hear an interesting thing. When I went and saw it last, and probably last time for a long time, at the Alamo, we got to go see it with Sydney. So Sydney and I got to see it. And the director was there and did a QA session at the end. Okay. So people were asking him. So it was super fans, like people who would go see, pay to see the theater. And these big fans of this movie. And the guy is not that old. Like, that was his first movie. he had just got out of college. And he had just got out of college for film design, some film thing. I don't know what it was, but he's like fresh out of school. And he cobbled together this script. He said, it's not even the best work. I don't know. But Drew Barrymore, who's in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Found out about him somehow. I don't remember the whole story, but he somehow got her. And she loved it. She loved that so much that that movie exists because of Drew Barrymore.
Was she that influential, or she just had extra money, or like what?
She just pulled a lot of clout. Like, she talked to producers.
Was that movie after, or before, or after she was in like Scream and stuff like that?
After. Yeah, well after.
Yeah.
It's not
Donnie
as old as
Darko? When is that one?
Yeah, that was
05, 06.
Yeah, something.
No
like
fucking
that.
Way, really.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Alright, was Scream was like 99 or 2000?
Mid '90s. Do you want to actually look it up, or just want to continue our usual game of not having?
Well, I mean, inaccuracy is basically all we know on this podcast.
It's all so new.
Like, I mean, there's no reason to just continue.
That movie, 1996.
That movie's great. 1996?
96.
Whoa!
For Scream,
the first.
Donnie Darko was 2001.
Oh, okay.
So. They were a few years apart there, but she had the star power to basically get that movie made, or at least push it through various stages. So the guy was like, I have no idea. I had no idea how that movie was made. I had no idea what I was doing. I was making it up as I went. He's like, I'm surprised it got as far as it did. He said, I'm surprised you were all here. Like, I have no idea how that movie got good. And he's like, because he hasn't really done much.
What have you done after?
I don't know.
Well, S. Darko, which...
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
To watch.
Why, yeah. What's so bad about S. Darko?
I've never seen it, but apparently it's terrible. So.
Does anybody in this room see
it? I have not seen it, no.
Right,
Laura?
So he basically... Oh,
you're not
on
the podcast?
It was accidentally his absolute greatest hit, and then everything else...
She's insane. One hit on it.
And it wasn't really a
I love peaking.
Sleeper hit. It made him decent money, but it wasn't like a huge runaway hit. So
it's a kind of, cult.
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult one. But it was definitely interesting having his perspective, because he could see, I have no idea why you guys like this movie. Like, I don't know how it took off as big as it did.
It's an
interesting
Rocky
story.
Or Picture Show or any of those movies too. Where you're like,
why the fuck is people? Well, slight segue on there is when Dan Harmon was on Game Grumps recently, because he did their show, Good Game. Their new
I
YouTube want to
watch
show.
That, but I haven't seen it yet.
I would recommend it. It's really funny.
Is it being slowly released? Or?
Yeah, one at a time. They're only episode two is coming out.
How am I supposed to watch all of them at once if they're not all out?
I know.
Speaking of which, we should talk about the Tick.
So, what they talked to him, and they said, like, do you get, like, a feeling or, like, an understanding about when something's going to be big? Like, oh, yeah, that's totally going to be takeoff. And he said, no, I honestly never expected to be signing the authorization, whatever paper, for a action figure being made of a character called Mr. Boopy Butthole. I did not expect to be writing that paper. No. And it's like, okay, fair enough. He says, but it's a runaway success, so you swing and you get...
He's had quite a few. Community was really good.
But he talks about, like, you never know what jokes are going to resonate. I mean, you said, yeah, it's funny. Obviously, it's funny. I think it's funny, so if it's funny, I'm going to put it in a show, and we're going to put it out there. And enough people think that I'm funny that it works. But he says, no, I have no way of knowing what's going to work or not. And I think the creators, the directors, the writers, actors who are like, this is going to be a big hit, like, they feel like they know, are deluded. And insane, because you never know what's going to be a huge takeoff, like huge hit, and what's just going to bomb.
Yeah, I mean, they assumed Batman vs Superman was going to be a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, the extended.
I'm gonna keep on
moving.
Did
your pants are ripped? Like,
yeah, they've been ripped for a while. I realized that when we were driving down.
I just want to like touch it real quick.
All right. It's just, I'm a little scared about things.
All right, we'll watch
it. Rest is crevasse.
It's,
do it.
It's a little bit.
Do it. It's happening.
Like a Play-Doh.
It happens.
It's funny.
I noticed it when I was sitting in the car on the way down. I'm like, oh, there's nothing to be done about that. Okay.
Like, we went to a thing, like, went to this, like, after work thing with all the, like, the solution engineers on our team, and, like, my pants ripped, right? My pants ripped.
Nice.
And, like, they ripped a little bit, and I kept bowling. I was like, I don't care. I don't want to wear another pair of pants. That made me bring me another pair. And by the end of the night, it was, like, all the way down to my ankle and up my butt crack. And I'm, like, bowling with these pants that basically aren't even pants anymore.
Like,
well,
it's
a
wrap pants and a kilt.
You have a pant.
Yeah, I have, like, a leg. And then the other thing is just some, like, you know, scraps in a cave that I built the pants
when with. When we were in Scotland, we were hiking, and Tyler, one of the guys out there, he's a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah.
He split up the ass of his pants. Because he had a pair of shorts he was wearing, he bent over somebody, just blew him out. And it wasn't even good, it was like, whoa. Like tailbone to crotch, just gone. And he spent the rest of that day with like a sweater pant around his foot. Because that was one of the days we had to go out into public.
Yep. Well, a few days we didn't like hike out into the wilderness and stay out there for days. No, we went into town right after
that. Yeah, and
that.
He had to walk around with just his pants blown out. Because we were only home for a little bit.
Dude, that's got to be one of the worst things that can happen to you
that,
in public.
That was
like, you're just sitting there. I did it in an airport. And
yeah.
I had the pants I sewed them together when I went to Chicago. Like, I sat in this airport chair and I was like, it's a little cool.
So,
like, I went to the bathroom and I was like, oh my fucking.
So, when I go
huge hole ripping my pants, now I have to go through the airport with all this stuff.
I haven't had it happen in a long time except for the ones I'm wearing now, but I found the best bet is just steer into it because anyone who sees you with that, like, the pants blown out, they'll be like,
oh,
I'm sorry, man.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, no one's gonna be like, sir, your pants are blown out.
I need you to get out of the airport right
like,
now.
Everyone's gonna be like, so you're having one of those days, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
I managed to sew them back together, and I still have them. But
which is impressive.
This fucking crease up the butt, and you can tell exactly where they ripped.
Did you go to like Sky Mall and grab a sewing kit?
I got a sewing kit at the Chicago airport, and
for $25.
Did you go for like 3 cents?
Did you then depant in the airport?
No, I got to my hotel room and I fixed them. I spent the night fixing
them. Just like
I spent like 6 hours fixing them.
It's like sitting there
outside
impossible. The kiosk.
I would have had to like sew like. It was right on the pocket seam too, so what they tell you to do is like fold up the cloth inside and sew it together.
Yeah, inside,
but you can't do that if it's on a pocket seam.
Yeah.
Because you can't fold the pocket.
Nope.
So
I never had to do that. I've sewn a lot of buttons.
I've thrown away pants.
Like
just like these are dumb now.
Abandoned.
That's what I did with the bowling pants. They were gone.
Well, I've sewn a lot of buttons on while wearing a shirt, that's always exciting. Like in a hotel room somewhere, like
Well, at least the buttons on, but there's blood all over my shirt.
Sewing buttons is
take the shirt off; it's still attached.
Dang it! Sewing buttons is part of me now.
Sewing buttons is actually surprisingly like satisfying because you're like, I did this. It's like really trivial.
Yeah,
you're really like, I did this.
I did that with
my. I imagine sewing buttons is like me hanging something up on a tree where you just wrap it a bunch of times and hope it holds. Like,
right.
Well, there's a method.
Yeah.
That you use.
I'm
but,
sure
there's a pattern.
I don't know. It's like because like I did that with my the new kilt that I got came in a size too small and I put it on and was like, oh man, yeah, this is awesome. I'm new. It's like this new bright, my other kilt's just black, so this one's got like all the bright colors. And I did like a squat in it, and it just like popped the freaking leather straps off. So, like, but I went to the sewing day that we held and I actually fixed it myself. And there is that kind of weird sense of accomplishment every time I like put it on. I'm like, I did that. I know how to do that now. That's a skill that I have.
I mean, that was my gauntlets right now, but.
Right.
The quality's still garbage. I'm like, oh, that's not even remotely straight.
I've seen the pictures you posted. You should just leave the spikes.
But then they're not really rivets at that point.
The problem I'm also running into is I would immediately stab myself in the face. Because I'll be going for a haggard.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone at home, my hand was stuck
bone.
To my face and I couldn't pull it out.
Even more embarrassing, like your nose itches or something.
Oh, yeah. That'll be what it was.
And now I've lost an eye.
Since I'll probably have like at least a fencing mask on, what would happen is I would go high and I would just stick it right in the grating, like in the mesh, and just get caught. Just unable to, and then I'd pull my mask off and throw it. I broke a pommel off a sword last sparring night we had, and it was shoddy. It was shoddy, so it fell off. But I thought it was
just
a gauntlet because it's
ching,
I heard
like
metal
fighting,
hit the ground kind of hard. I'm like, it was kind of hard. And I look at my gauntlets, like, because pieces have fallen off before because the leather rivets pull out. But it was the pommel of the sword on the ground. Fortunately, the other guy was watching me like, you're awful. Because I was like, stop. So he wasn't just like, oh, an opening, and just run in and murder me. But I picked it up, and I wanted to just throw it at him. But I was really worried about what would happen immediately after that, because if you're going to end someone rightly like that, you've got to kill them immediately.
Can you kill someone with a pommel of a sword?
So, okay, so the end them rightly thing is from a guy's skull on YouTube. Was reading an old manuscript, and this is actually out there. It's not the Gladiatora, but it's one of the other ones that's like that's an amalgam.
Did you talk about this in the Hebo episode?
A little bit, but not much. We talk about.
Us, so...
Okay, so that'll be nothing happened.
Kendrick,
nothing
I can't
happened.
Believe that you just did that.
Nothing
you
happened.
You pulled out three different dicks and they were around.
Anyway, this YouTuber Saul, he did. He was reading this old manuscript, and it wasn't the Gladiatora, it was something else. But he
he talks about how when they do these duels, they'd start off with like a spear or almost like a lance, a shield, and their longsword and their dagger.
Did you? Did you win?
And
No.
Like, but you were playing yourself.
They're juggling all this stuff when they start their actual duel. And so they have a fairly large kite shield. And so there's a spot there where he says, if you want to end your opponent rightly, what you do is you hide your sword behind it, because you got all this crap, it's kind of hard to see, and you unscrew the pommel, and then when they're not, you know, when they're not ready for it, you huck it at their face. And then in their surprise, they'll be like, what? Then you stab them. Like, you throw that as a distraction, and then you basically run up and kill them.
I just want to see a scenario where, like, the guy just takes it to the face and doesn't move, and you're like, damn it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and then your sword starts falling apart.
Yeah, a good pommel will weigh, you know, maybe half a pound on an up end, on top end. So, like, that's a good chunk of steel.
I drop my phone in my face all the time and don't flinch anymore.
Yeah, it's dropping. You're talking about hucking. But we're talking about hucking. So the whole point of it, though, is it's a goofy ass thing. You're like, yeah,
end him rightly
by hucking a pommel and then stabbing him.
Why did you unscrew your pommel?
Yeah, what are you doing? It's like
taking the sword apart and like.
Yeah. It's like if you're in an MMA thing and your trick is to take your glove off and then wing it around your head and hit him in the eye with it. Like, it's like
has
that's
anybody
not
ever
a,
done that? Like slowly taking their glove off during the match and like toss it.
I don't think
like,
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I think you get disqualified for such nonsense.
But. So
like a dick kick.
I find ultimate fighting to be a giant misnomer.
Yeah, it's definitely a misleading name. But so the trick is
ultimate.
I don't even remember how we got into that.
It doesn't matter. That's the sit-sock. We're
throwing a
pommel right now.
Throwing a pommel at somebody.
Well, because your pommel came off. And
oh yeah, yeah. So that's the joke. Is everyone? Not everyone.
Are you trying to retrace the sit-sock?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
All kinds of things.
What are you talking about?
And we're recording.
You should touch that.
Yeah.
You should touch those little things on the edge.
No, please don't.
Just tap it really nicely.
just scream really right down. Just.
Okay, what was that young man's name?
Have I ever told you guys a story?
AJ?
About
just,
people.
Darth Plagueis
the AJ
wife.
Just went up and literally paused the recording. So it's going to be some interesting editing. Make sure that actually.
Yeah,
did that work?
He just started a new recording.
No, it's good. I think it's.
Stitch them together.
Yeah, out of all the buttons you could press, though.
Yeah,
like,
he
found the right one.
He literally pressed.
I guess it
kind of
draws your eye to it.
Yeah,
it's
the one. Yeah, he actually he only gave it a pause. He's like, "Well, that worked well because I'm not recording that." So anyway,
that was
in the HEMA community, as far as pommel throwing goes, like there's a lot of people are aware of this joke, and so like in a sparring match, if you could actually huck a pommel at someone, it would be funny. So I almost did it, but yeah. In fact, actually.
Why not carry extra pommels?
I know, right? Just a handful of them? You can.
Just like a pear, an apple?
I was talking about...
Stabbing yourself in the head.
Stabbing myself in the gauntlets. Craftsmanship with the gauntlets. Craftsmanship and pride.
We were talking about
things.
Sewing.
You busted your pants, and the pants came from the fact that you're staring at my balls.
Kendrick's
and then before that, though,
so literally,
straight segue
from
Tony Darko.
Because I lifted my foot up, and you were staring at the crack in my pants.
I don't even remember what I was saying before
no,
I saw Kendrick's balls pop out of his pants.
So... One of the weapons.
Sit-sock!
One of the weapons that Fiore wrote about in his book is a special pole arm, like a pole axe, and in it there's a little cavity you drill out, and you put. He's apparently got a recipe for a caustic
terrible.
Powder, like a dried vinegar, like and like acid stuff. And what you do is you swing at your opponent, and of course they block it. And when you block it, it stops, and then all the powder flies out, and blinds them, and then you kill them with the remaining part of the pole axe. And I'm like, I love this guy. He's such an asshole. Apparently they staged this at one of their demos once. They put just like talcum powder or something in it. The guy knew, but they were demonstrating how it would work. And you're like, yeah, that goes right for your face. Like, because if I'm swinging it for your face, and the thing is attached somewhere near that same spot where you'd be striking, and you stop it, that powder's going right for your face.
See, I thought by Kyle's comments, maybe you just attach like a pair of cow testicles.
Oh yeah,
we
could
do that.
In a sparring match, if I was actually fighting for my life, you're damn right, I would throw an actual pair of cow testicles at you. Like I would just huck them at you. Like what did you just? And then you're dead because I'm stabbing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a surprise.
And cow testicles.
I mean, are they freshly picked or
cow testicles?
Just
there's a new test.
And that little light comes on the side of you and we maxed out. So that cow
what light.
Okay, that one.
Are they pickled?
Yeah,
no,
pickled to their
you
own.
You don't want them to enjoy it.
No,
vinegary
preserved.
Cow testicles.
So.
Well, what time are we at?
We are at 25 minutes exactly.
25 minutes exactly.
Probably that's a good spot.
Looky, looky, looky. And all the editing, though, is probably more like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably a little
closer. No, it's like 5 minutes of usable. And then
sick, nasty
dogs barking.
But you gotta remember
did
is
you
that,
fart, Joe?
What no. you gotta remember is that usable
I usually
is
do,
nowhere
not
near
right now.
The sit sock broadcast
yeah.
quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
It's basically it's just true. Like, you come is there people talking?
Don't press that button again, please. Because it's recording.
It won't blow up.
It might still blow up.
Notice how it's not flashing. We fixed it.
So yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah, it will blow up.
That's why I'm putting my face like right next to it.
Yeah, be careful, Joe. You're maxing it out when you're talking right
there. Am I doing that? Okay.
Yeah. I must whisper.
You won't look that
young. I'm wondering how you got back inside. Like, I'm going to lock that door.
Boosting.
Oh, don't touch that. That's my mom's mic. Put it back up there. That worked. Cool. How dare
you? You know, you can just lie to children.
It's like lab coats. They'll sell them to anyone.
Yeah, luckily.
Did you know you could just lie to children?
I said lie.
Yeah, you can, but.
I said lie to children.
Lie to
oh.
Well,
just lie. You can also buy them.
Yes.
Yep, you can.
That's also true.
I think that's actually what adoption is.
Yes.
It's a very long, complicated, and expensive process.
We're gonna do a sit sock where we read all the things that people used to write in my yearbooks.
Sounds good. We can.
I got some stuff.
Oh, look, the Kyle Avatrol.
So, some pictures on the wall and describe them.
Do you want to make that a new one, or do you want to continue this rambling, complicated?
No, I mean, we can make it a new one. I don't know how interesting that would be.
For now,
the power of buttons.
If you can go back upstairs, that'd be super.
Yeah, it would be great.
You guys, this is a child, okay? You have to nurture them.
You're a child.
Yeah, I know, and I need to be nurtured.
Well, come here and I will nurture
you. I'm doing my very best, Kyle. I'm doing my best.
So,
on that note...
Balls.
Testicles.
There's a shitload of trophies down here, and I don't know what
any of them are for. Torpedo boat!
Do any of these have your name on them, Kyle?
I think like one or two, but I think most of them
are. They're all participation.
One of those have your face.
My dad used to play sports guys.
Yeah, we play sports. We play sports. We don't care who knows.
Yeah.
We did.
Kick my cup over, please. I really want you to do that.
That's a close one. It almost blew up.
It almost
blew up.
If it blew up, you
will die. He did kick that cup over.
And you will die. And you will die. All of you will die.
All of you will die.
Now,
if there's anything I can take away from today, it's that a 4-year-old
it's probably to protect the ears, so it will have to adjust his voice, so.
To protect the
all
innocent.
Of you will die.
Yeah, me.
Oh, because you're like, why do you guys have a podcast as adult rated with a small child? What are you doing in that basement?
We're not his parents.
Yeah, I don't know why he's here.
That's not,
it's not my
put
fault
the shovel
happening.
Down. I'm not making it better.
That's good. Just leave that open.
It's going delightfully bad.
Just put
that
anywhere.
It's my favorite thing. Every time I drop something, just put that anywhere.
You know what that's from, right?
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it is.
It's one of the best throwaway lines.
It really is. Because what is it? I forget the exact moment.
I think he's walking down the street or something, but like every day... Well, the same day.
Yeah.
Someone dropped something, like a coffee cup. But
yeah.
That's okay, just put that anywhere, pal.
It's funny, that would definitely hit the main...
The only boomer I think of that I like, off the top of my head when someone mentions Groundhog Day is Scrooge, and I just always get them, like...
Because,
like, they take
awesome
place
movie.
And there's snow around in both of them, and I'm like, well, I just better go watch Scrooge.
Fair.
It's a good movie, though. Did you guys watch Scrooge as a kid, or
yeah.
did you watch it as an
I watched
adult?
It as a kid, and it's both.
Holy
freaking
shit.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It's fucking
yeah.
scary-ass movie.
I mean, as an adult, I love it, but as a kid, it's good to piss at me.
That fairy beats the shit out of him.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
she does. I always liked the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Yeah.
See, that was the taxi driver, right?
That's past.
Past.
Is that
present
past?
Is the fairy.
That's
present,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Present's the one who beats the crap out of him.
And then there's Caesar, which is just
the ghost.
Horrifying.
His buddy, dude, too. Like the, what is his name? The guy who's in like the golfer, dead golfer, dude.
Yeah.
Like held him out the window. That freaked me out.
Yeah. No. A lot of that movie is freaky.
Yeah. Not meant for my viewing. As
not meant for the
children.
So
watching.
Audible farts.
Audible farts.
Do we pick it up?
I don't know.
Well, so you bothered Han.
Only time
I upset Han.
Not again.
No.
No, Han audibly farts in the house. It's horrifying because he always is facing, his point his butt right at me.
I'm giving you the cyclops.
His tail, like, flutter. I'm like, I gotta go. I've left a room because of it before. Like, I gotta go.
I told you guys about the dog I had there. Walk up, look you in the eye, fart, and walk away.
That's delightful.
Sounds like
delightful.
And the office, like, going to someone's cube, just fart audibly and just walk away. They're like, what is wrong with you? We're here on business.
I have cropped all sections. Most of the time, the only reason I walk to the services department anymore is to cross that area.
Yeah. That's fair, actually.
Oh my god. Adam.
Adam's on
the podcast. Hi, Adam, you're on a podcast. Did you know that?
Welcome to the podcast.
Alright, the signification of the 8 to 12 dog barks means that we're done.
I think we're done. We're going to wrap it up. So this is Sitsock. We got Joe.
If this is actually salvageable, I'll be impressed.
Joe was here.
Joe's here. Kevin.
We probably do another one later tonight. That way.
Yeah, there'll be some more from this evening. So
now you guys got all the butterflies out.
When you guys. Alright, so we're going to stop it now. We're going to stop it.
Goodbye.